This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. What a difference a year can make in the retail economy. Last Thanksgiving, supply chains were congested. There were almost 60 container ships backed up at the ports of LA and Long Beach, and retailers had trouble stocking up to meet demand. Well, today, port traffic is moving fine, and retailers have too much inventory. We're going to dwell on that last point a bit, because this is a big holiday shopping weekend, after all. We've been hearing for a while about how stores are offering steep discounts to try to reduce some of the stockpile they built up during the pandemic. But figuring out how much to mark down a product can be tricky. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that story.
Markdowns aren't exactly ideal for retailers. Discounts hurt profit margins at a time when retailers' costs are rising. And if they cut prices too often, consumers might stop buying at regular prices, says Christina Boney at Moody's.
You don't want to train your customer to continually expect promotions.
Retailers can prevent that by offering promotions that only happen, say, once a year, like a Black Friday sale. Barbara Kahn is a professor of marketing at the Wharton School.
That's one way to clear out inventory and reduce price, but it does seem like it's not the real price. It's only here for a special period of time.
But if those discounts are too steep, or if they stick around for too long, Kahn says consumers might start questioning a brand's value.
In the past, like in the recession of 2009, when luxury brands did deep discounts because they mispredicted their holiday sales there, that took them a long time to bring back the value to the brand.
And if one retailer offers a discount, others might feel the need to match that price. Sucharita Kadali, a retail analyst at Forrester Research, says retailers might then go to the brand manufacturers and start demanding that they charge lower prices.
Saying, hey, you're allowing, you know, kind of this type of crazy pricing to happen, so you need to give us lower prices so we can, you know, at least break even or make a profit.
Kadali says manufacturers can try to prevent this from happening with minimum price agreements. These are common in high-end electronics, like phones or TVs, but less so with cheaper goods you might find at a big box store.
It's very hard when you're a mass consumer packaged goods brand that sells toothpaste to be able to do that because you just need as much distribution as you can get.
Kadali says most manufacturers would have a hard time enforcing a minimum price. That means their margins are likely to take a hit as well if retailers keep discounting products into next year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.